Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station, and as promised, on the line with me, makeup artist to the stars, Kim Lee. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you?
Good, thank you. Welcome to the beauty spot in the midday, huh?
Love it in the midday because, you know, we do a little spring cleaning in the midday. You know, it's the time when I've got a little break, so I'm actually cleaning out my makeup bag, and I'm hoping that the listeners are going to be doing the same thing because it is fall, officially, and just want to make sure that I know I give this disclaimer seasonally, but it's definitely important because you want to make sure that you are keeping your things clean and up to date. But I want to definitely encourage the listeners that now is the time to do a little makeup clean out. If you have products in your bag that are more than, say, a couple months old, you might want to just make sure you replenish them. Let's start off with foundation. Your foundation may be off a little bit. You're losing your tan. You know, you invented the beach since when? 4th of July? So you want to make sure that your foundation is working for you. And it might be that it could be a little dark because you are losing your sun tan. So you can still use that foundation next year because it has an 18-month shelf life. So you may want to pull that out of your bag and get something that's maybe a half a shade lighter. Now, if you are using mascara, as I've told you before, mascara has a 30-day shelf life. So you want to toss that old summer mascara and get you a new one. And, you know, allergies might not be as bad for you. Some, that, you know, there are. So if you do have some allergies, some fall allergy issues, with ragweeds and such, you want to get you a waterproof mascara. That's going to work well. Now, if you are a person who likes lip glosses, you know, those soft, light, pastel-y lip glosses, you might want to just put those away. Lip glosses actually have a 8 to 12-month shelf life, so you're really pretty good to go with that until the spring. So you want to put those away and then go into your fall colors, your mattes and, you know, your deeper berries and things like that. You want to go with lipsticks. Lip glosses really don't work for the fall. I would definitely want to gravitate to lipsticks. Now, for your brushes, yes, you definitely need to clean those brushes. Very, very important. Some people say, Kim, I just use the brush over and over and over again, and that's probably why you're having some distortion or your colors aren't as vibrant. So you want to make sure that you're washing those brushes. How do you do that if you don't have the expensive brush cleaners? You can just take just some regular Palmolive, Cheryl, and you can just wash those brushes and lay them flat to dry. In about 8 hours, they will be dry and fabulous, and you want to make sure that you are keeping those nice and clean so you don't want to have, you know, any kind of anything, any infection in your eyes or anything like that. So you want to make sure that those are nice and clean. Cheryl, I want to hope that the listeners are cleaning out those makeup bags and starting fresh. Now, the final thing is your perfumes. Those probably won't even work either for your summer fragrances. You want to make sure you're using something or wearing something that is more false. You want to gravitate to things that have amber in them and, you know, some of the, you know, vanilla, some of your richer fragrances. For your body chemistry, I think that that is going to work well for you. My favorite cologne for the season is actually Jo Malone. I love Jo Malone, and they have over 75 different fragrances, so I'm sure you can find one that works for you. That's my Kim Lee tip for the day.
I like it. Clean it out. It's fall season, so clean out those makeup bags and all of your toiletries and stuff. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate you, hon. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you, Cheryl. All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.